You're listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. Clark County has seen a record number of overdose deaths this year, but widespread use of the antidote Narcan is also allowing many people who overdose to survive and use again. To help curb overdose deaths, county first responders, medical and addiction specialists are collaborating on a new approach. It's aimed at quickly connecting high-risk addicts to treatment. Clark County Community Voices producer Renee Wild has more.
The typical approach for an overdose is for the first responders to administer Narcan until the victim has revived. At Springfield Fire Department headquarters, Fire Chief Nick Heimlich says sometimes it takes as many as 8 doses of the overdose blocker to resuscitate a single victim. And when they wake up, many victims resist further treatment.
They're anxious. They want to get away. They don't want to talk to anybody. And what we have effectively done is move the clock all the way forward to their next need for the drug, because their body now is going through withdrawal, and they'll tell you that withdrawal means I'm sick, and the only way I don't feel sick is if I use.
Heimlich says many Springfield medical crews are growing frustrated by how fast the overdose victims begin using again.
They're checking out of the hospital emergency department against medical advice before we're even restocked and back in our ambulances on the street. There's nothing to catch them.
So to fix this problem, Clark County first responders are testing a new approach. It's called the Warm Handoff Program, and here's how it works. In an overdose situation, EMTs and paramedics administer less Narcan. This method is designed to slow down the time it takes for the victim to wake up, and that gives hospital staff more time to contact a mental health counselor. Officials say the hope is to link addicts who survive an overdose with recovery services before they even leave the hospital.
And then this therapist and this peer support specialist go in and say, hey, we care about you. We're worried. We know you just overdosed, and this is a plan.
Wendy Doolittle is the CEO of the nonprofit Springfield Addiction Treatment Agency, McKinley Hall. She says $26 billion in federal opioid epidemic funding is helping to pay for 2 additional on-call counselors for the program. Doolittle says overdose victims who agree to enter the drug treatment program are able to start right away.
And then when you're released, we're going to take you to our safe house that's staffed 24/7, and we're going to find you a residential bed, and we're going to keep you on medication that will help you to stabilize and to enter into recovery.
Back at the firehouse in downtown Springfield, Chief Heimlich says that he hopes this new warm handoff approach will help the city address some of the root causes of the overdose death rate.
The solution isn't to go to the citizens and ask for more paramedics and more Narcan to treat more addicts. That's not the solution. That's just managing the process. The solution is to slow and then cut off the pipeline.
The Warm Handoff Program officially started September 1st, but officials say it's too soon to know for sure whether the program will have a lasting impact on Clark County's overdose epidemic. For WYSO, I'm Renee Wild.
Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.